So, like, I when the Age of Entitlement was announced to be finished, I was like, oh, this is great. We're not going to have negative gearing anymore. We're not going to have all these silly super tax concessions for the ultra-rich. We're not going to have... We're going to get the mining tax. We're going to tax these magnates properly. But apparently the Age of Entitlement was for homeless people. Apparently the Age of Entitlement was for unemployed people. Apparently it was for people who didn't have equal access to education. So our next speaker, Mr. Glenn Fowler, please welcome him. He's coming from the ACT... He's the ACT branch secretary of the Australian Education Union. He's going to talk to us about some of the government's lies and disappointments on education.
I'm going to talk about education, particularly public education. And I won't talk much about Tony Abbott, because apart from getting God into our secular school system and getting Christopher Pyne out of trouble, he doesn't take much of an interest in education. Christopher Pyne doesn't take much of an interest in education either, to be honest. When he was in opposition, he asked two questions on it over a period of several years. He's much more interested in the theatrics of Parliament than education, but we find ourselves with him single-handedly running the show. He's been given carte blanche by Tony Abbott, and there's no surprise to anything that we've seen. What we are seeing is an attack on education, an attack on public education from cradle to career. We know what's happening in the university sector, cuts and shifting the cost onto students. We've seen this for some years in TAFE, cuts and shifting the costs onto students. The Abbott government's stubborn, ideologically driven refusal to guarantee Gonski beyond 2017 means that they are saying that we are not a wealthy enough country to give students the resources they need. And they're quite comfortable with 20% of Australian schools not meeting the student resource standard, the basics that they need. They are refusing to commit to the extension of the National Partnership for Universal Access for Early Childhood Education. This is education for four-year-olds, play-based learning, that is so crucial, that will save us so many dollars down the track, and that's set to expire in December and they still won't commit. They are creating enormous uncertainty, and if they don't extend that funding, then we will see kids in the ACT, four-year-olds in the ACT, go from 15 hours per week back to 12, and in some states they'll go back to 8. This is a shameful effort and they need to get that right, but chances are they won't. Now, no allegedly sane person would surely prosecute this agenda. This is vandalism. But listening to Christopher Pyne of late, some of his comments have been very instructive to understand where he's coming from. At a speech a few months ago, he told the non-government school lobby that the Liberals feel a particular responsibility for non-government schooling that they don't feel for government schooling. They have an emotional commitment, he said, an emotional commitment to non-government schooling. Now, this is a government that cares more about non-government than government. Is this a government or a non-government? The thing is, they don't actually believe in public education. Only four of the 19 members of Cabinet went to a public school. They just don't get it. Another comment by Pyne recently that he tweeted was that he doesn't know what uni students are so upset about, that they have to pay 50% of the cost of their degree when taxpayers are bearing the burden of the other 50%. Now, that is sickening for most of us to hear, but this is how he sees the world. Students are being done a favour by taxpayers. And this is the view right across their education agenda, that education is not a public good. It's not about educating the citizenry, and that'll have benefits for all of us, and helping the commonwealth. They see education as a positional good, a private good, to set someone up in the marketplace. And we need to remind them that we are not just an economy, we are a society. So when I was asked to speak today, I was asked to talk about a better Australia. Well, the first thing we have to do is stop the opposition from becoming seduced by the neoliberal view of education. I was fortunate enough or unfortunate enough to visit Stockholm and London recently and visit the schools there and see the end point of this, of these policies. It is absolute carnage. Australia will be a better place if we get rid of Christopher Pyne as Education Minister. And Australia will be a significantly better place if we get rid of this government. So we've got until 2016 to get our campaigning right. We have to talk to people at every opportunity. We have to engage with the issues, and we have to keep turning up.
Thanks so much, Glenn Fowler, who has what must be one of the worst jobs in Australia because he has to read Christopher Pyne's tweets all day. I do pity him.